This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute. Yay! On Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Mary Goulet, Richie O'J.
Hello, Steve.
Richie O'J. Joined in studio by our very special guest, Jennifer Love.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, you didn't do that during Soulful Sunday.
I did.
Was it just too mellow?
It didn't seem appropriate.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, well, I was going to give you a hard time.
Oh, man. And actually, that's a great, great segue into what I would love to talk about here, because on the New Media Minute, we talk about everything that's going on in the world of new media, whether it's audio or video or blogging or social media or apps and those sort of things. And there's a lot of different channels. I mean, a lot of different ways to share content, a lot of different ways to consume content. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I was going to actually talk about, which that plays directly into, Jennifer, is appropriateness on the various new media options. In other words, when we start thinking about some of, like, let's just take social media as an example.
Are you talking about, like, rules of the playground?
So that's a really good point. Are there actual rules of the playground? Like, you know, like
unstated, I think.
Well, but how does that happen, right? Because, like, if we look at the Twitters, the Facebooks, you know, the InstaChats and Snapagrams and, you know, those things and so on.
The Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces. then, like, LinkedIn, Pinterest, et cetera. Like, Pinterest, I understand. Like, there's a pretty strict protocol for what you should be doing on Pinterest, right? I mean, it's like, it's a lot of artsy and craftsy and sharing photos and this, that, and the other, right? I mean, that's kind of, they just raised $150 million or whatever at a $3 billion or $15 billion valuation or whatever it is. So just sharing those photos, I mean, that's in, and let me ask you this, like, when you go onto these platforms, is there a place where you can actually read, like, what you're supposed to do?
Oh, sure. There's probably under FAQs or something they've got to have.
Yeah.
But
it's just,
I mean,
like,
it's
life.
Just a social.
It's regular life stuff. It's playgrounds. That's why, you know, back to the conversation play. When you go to a playground and you get to a playground, there's many playgrounds. You go to inner city Chicago playground. How are you going to act on that playground?
You're going to swing.
You look at the people at the playground and how they're playing and what they're talking about and mm-hmm. how they're talking, and you kind of observe and you do a little bit of observing before you just start running out and start saying whatever, whenever.
Yeah.
It's what we're talking about here are social norms.
Yeah.
Defining it.
And it's a balancing act, right? Because if we only did what was social norm, I mean, would we have even made it to horse and buggy, you know, mm-hmm. like we wouldn't have made it to a car if we just only followed social norms.
Right. So let's kind of run it down for a second. So Facebook.
You're lonely and you want to connect.
And then
unless you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to use it as a platform.
Generalizing the heck out of this. I'm right? Generalizing. Believe me, I am super general.
So like, what's appropriate behavior?
But you're connecting with lonely people and putting things in front of them to make them not be lonely.
All right, so,
or you're trying to make yourself feel better so that you
is it like
others,
a FOMO platform? It's just purely a FOMO platform.
I think it is totally a FOMO platform.
Yeah. That's all.
So
that's
is
all
Instagram. Instagram's
you think Instagram
worse.
Is total FOMO?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so fear of missing out, people. So what would be considered appropriate behavior on Facebook as an example, and what would be considered to be inappropriate behavior on Facebook? Just curious if they're like, if anything comes
like
to
this
mind.
This is back to that microscope's intelligence. Who's the person? What's the context? You know, inappropriate behavior as a marketer. Knowing, because you have pixel tracking, someone has a disease or something and calling them out in an ad. Hey, so how's it feel to have herpes? That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right? You
or
know information.
Is it?
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying. But
yeah.
But on Google, you could serve up saying that. Why? Mm-hmm. Why would it be appropriate on Google but not on Facebook? Because they're searching. They're probably searching saying how to get rid of mm-hmm. this disease or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can it's appropriate to serve. It's again social norms she's mm-hmm. mentioned, but just
yeah, so
different playgrounds play different.
Okay, so like Twitter as an example, what shouldn't you be doing?
Well, I would start with like there should never be bullying happening.
Bullying. Okay. Bullying is bad.
Bullying, like, across the board. Bullying is bad. And how about, like, I really don't want to see your nude pictures.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so I should retract the ones I just...
Steve,
so
I just
sorry.
I don't want to see it. Not interested.
Oh, darn.
That's for your wife
right.
only.
All right, I will retract that. Fortunately, you know, Gmail now has the undo button, so I have undone all of those emails to you. All right, so like podcasting is a perfect example, right? I mean, would you say that there is a particular protocol or a particular way of creating a podcast episode, a social norm, if you will? Because some have said that what we do with our show doesn't fit the social norm of what a podcast should be. So are we hurting ourselves because we do this as a live radio show and we then repurpose it as a podcast?
The answer is found in, are people listening and are the downloads increasing over time?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer to that is yes, then keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be the innovator that others then begin to follow, then it becomes more of a social norm. Then how can you continue to move out and be in front of innovation? Like, you know, that's basically the Elon Musk. So that's basically what, you know, what happens, right? There are the pioneers that lead mm-hmm. the innovation mm-hmm. and then people either accept it or they don't. And then if it's accepted over time, and there's various stages of acceptance, and then that becomes a social norm and everyone else wants to do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And then how do we move out of that to become differentiated, right? This is kind of like a branding activity too, in a way. It's really that simple.
So does it, is it?
So you're kind of brilliant for being different, and then and your downloads are increasing. Can we get more people on here, please?
Right?
Can we get more high fives and pause up?
Yeah. So to that end, though, does it at some point hurt you? Do you think to try to? Because always, you know, they say that you can tell the pioneers by the ones who have the arrows in their back, right? I mean, I think that's the old expression there. So in the new media landscape, are you going to hurt? Because everything takes time, everything takes energy, everything takes resources. And to do these experiments of trying to lead as opposed to following the social norm, is that, are we hurting ourselves, I guess is my question, if we try to do something that is outside of what is perceived to be normal on that particular platform?
No, you're growing.
And if you're authentic, you're going to grow deeper and mm-hmm. better. And it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And would you be happy doing it any other way?
That's a really good question. And the honest answer is we haven't done it a different way since we started the show.
So let's say we're no longer a radio show.
Yes. We're just purely a podcast.
What would be different?
What would be different is the production of the show in terms of, you know, having an excerpt at the beginning and then having this.
We could try that.
We could try that. Kelly, you've got more work to do now. Right. I mean, so yes, we could certainly try that for sure. But I mean, that's like a typical podcast type format. And then, of course, you have those that are more entertainment series oriented, where you have a particular season, if you will. So like season one has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and so on. I mean, those are just some of the norms, if you will, of the platform. And as Richie has said, you know, if you're going through the Reinvention Radio feed and you just are part of this, you know, on iTunes, you're going to get a sound off. You're going to get an interview. You're going to get a What Is Your What Wednesday. You're going to get a Soulful Sunday. And it's like, is there a rhyme or reason to that? And I don't know. It's just something I wanted to at least explore on. And unfortunately, we're going to have to continue this conversation at another new media minute. But something to think about, you know. Again, social, societal norms. I like that in this context. I think it's worth thinking about. And is it hurting you or helping you to kind of go outside of that box, that typical, you know, that typical way, if you will? Does it make sense to lead in this landscape? I don't know.
Don't
right?
let people shoot on you.
Don't let right? people shoot on you.
Mm-hmm. Don't shoot on yourself.
Brilliant. Yeah, we actually interviewed somebody who said, you know, that's my expression. No, it's not your expression. Someone else had said that about a million
my
times.
Dad told me that when right? I was younger. Don't shoot on yourself.
Don't
Mary.
Shoot on yourself. There you go. All right, guys, that's the tip of the day. Don't shoot on yourself. And we'll talk to you guys next time here on the New Media Minute on Reinvention Radio. Okay, my friends, take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.